Oh, I've been a Catholic since I was born.
And that was which century?
Well, that was in the 1940s.
Okay.
So I've been a Catholic for 79 years.
Okay. Could you give a kind of a heart response to your impression of how you received the Eucharist over all of those years, how it has changed, and what you've learned, and how you approach the Eucharist today, as, say, for example, as when you attend?
Yes, there's been many changes in the Catholic Church, as well as the process of the Mass has fundamentally stayed the same, although it changed from Latin to an English translation so that the people can participate more. But in doing that, they also turned around and turned the altar facing the community. Prior to that, that all occurred in the 1970s after Vatican II. Prior to that, the Mass was said in Latin, and you had a missal to follow. But the priest faced the altar, and the priest conducted or proceeded with the ceremony. At that time, people were engaged in listening to what was going on, but not all people understood precisely at what part of the Mass they were at. So when we did the consecration of the body and blood and did the transubstantiation into the body and blood of Jesus Christ, it was, you were acknowledged that that was what was going on, the same way today as it was back then. By the ringing of the bells. They rang the bells to let you know that it was going to happen. They rang the bells when the body of Christ was transubstantiated, and they rang the bells when the body of Christ was transubstantiated. At that point, knew that that was the real presence of Jesus now on the altar, because that act had taken place. That is still the same. That procedure is still the same. That's the same part of the Mass. The difference today, though, would be that the people have an opportunity to participate and hear the prayers in English. If you're in the United States, you'd hear it in Spanish if you were in Spain, or in the language of the country that you were in. If you were in Germany, you'd hear it in German. In the past, it used to be in Latin, no matter where you were, no matter what country you were in, it was in Latin. So the congregation would have to have had a missal with Latin and the English translation for the United States on one side so that they could follow what was going on. They were available in the pews, and many people did have the same missals that allowed that. At the early part prior to Vatican II, the participants or the parishioners needed to be more attentive to what the priest was doing, since they had to go through having a missal that had both the Latin and the English translation there. They had, in order to follow what was truly going on, you had to be more attentive to the words being said. Now, with it being in English, you're not quite as required to have that attentiveness that you used to have to require, because you understand more what's going on. Before, you had to go through the process of a translation of sorts. From that perspective, if you were more attentive to what was going on, you also had the need for it to be more quiet, maybe more of a tone of
reverence.
Reverence, as everybody in the parish, all parishioners needed to have it quiet, so that they could go through the process of understanding the prayers. So if you talk to someone today who did a priest, for instance, or a lay person about what was going on prior to Vatican II, some of them may say that there was more reverence and more of an acceptance of the mystery of truly what was going on because of their attentiveness and their ability, requirement to be alert, than it is today.
And people treated it more sacredly almost, instead of just like it was something ordinary.
Right, because the music that went along also went along with the liturgy that was going through. Liturgy was in the liturgy being the ceremony of itself being presided by the priest, was in Latin. The music that would accompany that was also more attuned toward a traditional Latin mass, which was be maybe more sacramental from the standpoint of the tunes being played. We didn't have guitars. We had pianos and organs. We didn't have drums. We had primarily just a piano music. So it was more reverent from that perspective. Now people would probably say, yeah, but we were more involved today since it's all in English. Well, maybe some are, maybe some aren't. I do know that when we went through the transition in 1976 of turning the altar around and having the mass said in English, many people were very upset and they changed and went to a place where they were just maintaining the traditional mass. So there was a difference. Now, as far as receiving the body of Christ, the what we received in terms of the substance was the same. We did not generally receive both species. We generally didn't only receive the body of Christ, and it was provided to you at an altar rail. You weren't standing up, you didn't put it, your hands out, you received it on your tongue. That was the only way that you could receive the body of Christ. The blood of Christ was only shared at special ceremonies like a marriage or the ordination of deacons or priests. But usually the priest was the only one that consumed the blood of Christ.
But both species, the body of Christ and the blood of Christ, contain the full body, blood, soul, and divinity of Christ. They're not separate, they're the same.
Yes, they are the same.
And so that's you're not missing anything if you just consume one.
No, when the transubstantiation occurs, the body of Christ is the body of Christ, the blood of Christ is the blood of Christ, but the one species is the body of Christ, blood body, blood.
Soul and divinity.
Yeah, soul and divinity. So that part, and matter of fact, the conduct of the Mass stayed pretty much the same. There were some changes that went through, but the fundamental part of the transubstantiation is the same today as it was then, with the exception of the translation into language.
Thank you.